Today, we're joined by Tyler Ivanoff. He's running for a seat in the Alaska House of Representatives in District 39. The district encompasses a large portion of the south and west of the Seward Peninsula, as well as the northern part of the YK Delta. Tyler, welcome to KNOM.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here today. You've run a few times now. This is now your third time hoping to earn the seat in District 39 in the House of Representatives. Can you give me a little bit of your background, and then also what inspired you to come back and run for a third time?
They say third time's the charm, right? Anyways, after running in 2022 and feeling the incredible support from voters across the district, it's inspired me to step up again and run for the Alaska House of Representatives. The voices and passion for change have motivated me to keep fighting for the issues that matter most to everybody in rural Alaska, and I'm committed to making a difference with supporters across the district and to make our communities a better place to live.
Sure, and I should note that you formerly served as the mayor of the city of Elam. You were also the president of the Native Village of Elam. You're currently serving as a board of director for the Bering Straits Native Corporation, and at this time you're living in Shishmaref. Can you tell me about how that experience prepared you for serving in the House?
As a board of director for the Bering Straits Native Corporation, I have a privilege of working with a diverse range of companies, managing large budgets, and overseeing a talented team of people. With that being said, I feel that, you know, I can handle working with a group of legislators down in Juneau.
And you mentioned that you got a lot of support in that last cycle in 2022. I'll note in that election cycle, Neil Foster got 51.3% of the vote. You got 48.7%. You were really, really close. You mentioned some issues that are important to you. Tell us about some of those priorities that you would address if elected to represent District 39.
I'm committed to finding ways to protect the salmon in our district. This is crucial for a subsistence way of living and also the local economy for our commercial fishermen. I'm also, I aim to protect the permanent fund dividend, ensuring it remains a reliable source of financial support for people across our district. And lastly, I'm dedicated to improving education in Alaska, striving to provide a better opportunities and resources for our students to thrive.
You mentioned the permanent fund dividend, the PFD. What are some other policies that you hope to propose to help boost the local economy and create jobs in places like rural Alaska, Western Alaska, where jobs are hard to go around?
There are a lot of job needs in our region. Infrastructure needs to be improved. We've got to expand and improve our transportation networks. The cost of just flying from villages to the local hubs is very, very expensive. We've got to maintain roads, airports. The Port of Nome is coming up next year, so that's going to be a very large boost to the local economy within the Bering Straits region. But we've got to find ways to promote our sustainable fisheries to protect our salmon populations, because commercial fishing has been hit hard by the decline of salmon. And we could find ways that we could encourage renewable energy projects throughout the region, because we've got a lot of wind. We've got we've got the sun that's up to on nearly 24 hours a day. It's declining, but those are some things that we can do. We've got the cost of diesel is anywhere between $5 to $10. So any way we could drive that cost for energy down would really help our people.
And I'll note that you worked for the Bering Straits School District for 15 years as an educational aide. You were also a fourth grade teacher. So I know that education is really near and dear to you. What sort of policies in education would you seek to improve the quality of education in this region?
Improving education goes way beyond just increasing funding for Alaska. We've got to develop incentive programs to teach, to keep our teachers are retained. That's a really huge gap that we've had across Alaska. So, we got to find ways to keep our teachers retained, our admin retained. Find ways to support culturally relevant education that incorporates our local culture and traditions, and we've got to find ways to promote also vocational career training that, you know, help our students be ready to go out in the fields that work is available in Alaska during the summer. I think those are really huge to, you know, issues that improve education.
You were born in Anchorage, you were raised in Elam, you're living in Shishmaref now. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time being immersed in the culture here. I mean, this is your culture, your heritage. What sort of efforts would you promote to preserve that culture that's so unique to Western Alaska?
You know, preserving culture is huge. You know, I myself cannot speak my language fluently, the language of our ancestors. But we got to find ways to integrate indigenous languages and traditions in schools. You know, we could work closer with tribal councils and cultural organizations to identify priorities and initiatives that support cultural preservation. And we can also advocate for federal, state, and local funding dedicated to cultural preservation and promotion.
I mentioned earlier, you've been running against Neil Foster for this seat. This would be the third year running. Can you help me understand what sets you apart from Neil and any other candidates that may run for this position?
I come into this race with a fresh perspective and new ideas. The salmon issue is not a new issue. It's been around for decades. So despite Neil being in office for 15 years, he hadn't really made any progress in the past to address the salmon issue until it has recently become political. This critical issue impacts our economy, our way of life, and requires proactive solutions. We as voters sometimes have a short-term memory, but Neil initially opposed the permanent fund dividend and he helped alter the original formula. As a result, we're only receiving half of what originally would have gotten today, this year. And this has affected families, you know, financial well-beings that we, you know, we use this money throughout the whole winter. But, my opponent also voted against a bill, House Bill 183, that protects girls' sports. And as a basketball coach, I believe in the importance of maintaining separate teams for boys and girls. We need fairness and opportunities for all athletes, including girls. And I'm committed to bringing new energy and solutions on issues focusing on what truly matters to our community. It's time for a change. I'm ready to advocate for the interests of our district.
What else would you like voters to know about you and why they should come out and vote for you this November?
I'm just a regular person from the village. I relate to a lot of people throughout the district, and I see our issues firsthand, not just somebody who lives in, probably an urban setting in Nome or Anchorage, but rather somebody who comes from the district and understand our needs and what we need in our villages.
Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.